First, dairy farmers around the state have been struggling to make ends meet for decades. Things may have improved a bit for a couple years, but dairy farm closures hit a three-year high last year. Big picture, since the year 2000, more than 70% of dairy farms in Wisconsin have closed down. With the cost of feed going up lately, some dairy farmers are looking for emergency assistance. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you or someone you know is a dairy farmer, how are things going? If you've closed a dairy farm in the last 5, 10, 20 years, like to hear your story as well. Do you have questions about what's going on in the dairy business in Wisconsin? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Steve Deller is a UW Extension Community Economic Development Specialist and Professor in Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
5 years ago, we were having conversations about dairy farmers, and the story, a big part of the story then, was low milk prices. It seems like things are different. There's a different set of problems now.
That's right. Right now, it's a kind of a return to a long-term trend, and I think what's accelerating it right now is accelerating costs, as you kind of mentioned in your opening comments, things like feed cost, diesel cost, just kind of the day-to-day operational costs. It's just gotten to a point that a lot of dairy farmers are saying, you know, I've been looking at retirement, and there's nobody coming in behind me, so it's time to shut it down.
And we've talked in the past as well about the size of farms and who's being hit. What are the latest trends as far as the size of farms that are leaving the business?
We're still seeing it kind of in what you would refer to as kind of your middle size or average size farm. As we've talked before, there's kind of this what's called a bifurcation. We're seeing growth at the smaller size where they can kind of keep their operating costs down, and growth at the larger farms. It's those farms that are like 150 cows, up to 200 cows. Those are the ones that are really having a difficult time making a go of it.
And those smaller ones, again, we've talked about this before, I think it isn't necessarily that the dairy business is so good that they're, you know, selling milk like hotcakes there. It's they're doing some other kind of work.
That's right. The last time we talked, we were talking about the kind of the role of off-farm income for the farm family, the farm household. And for a lot of the smaller scale operations, that off-farm, there's two things. One is that off-farm income is allowing the family to survive, the household to survive, and the smaller scale allows the farmers to keep their costs down. So, for example, grazing is one way. So you can kind of see this opportunity at the smaller scale, but the ones that are in the middle, they're the ones that are they're getting squeezed.
The number of dairy farms going down in Wisconsin keeps going down. How about our overall milk production in the state?
Milk production has actually gone up a little bit because if you look at the number of cows, that's actually fairly stable. It fluctuates up and down a little bit, but over the long term, it's relatively stable. So what's happening is when these farmers, these medium-sized, average-sized farmers, dairy farmers are leaving, is they're selling the cattle off to larger operations. So the amount of cows that we have operating is basically remaining the same, and the productivity of those cows is going up. So the actual volume of milk that's being produced is actually going up.
So people might hear that and say, okay, it's sad for a farm who's a family who's leaving their farm now, but if our production is about the same number of cows, does that really impact our communities, our overall economy? It's just, you know, the same amount of milk on different size farms.
Well, there's a couple of things. One is kind of the culture and the history of Wisconsin and what we kind of think of as ourselves. So there's kind of a cultural dimension there. It's kind of our identity. So there's that to think about. But I think the other side is a lot of these large CAFO operations, there's concerns with environmental issues, regulatory management type issues with these. So while we're still seeing milk production at a good level, we're kind of trading off one set of issues for another set of issues.
We're talking about the challenges facing dairy farming, a different set of challenges, but still there here in Wisconsin. Steve Deller is with us with UW Extension and UW-Madison, professor in agricultural and applied economics. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you have a story to share about maybe your own farm or your family's farm, what you're seeing in your community. If you have questions for our guest, call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Getting back to the numbers of dairy farm closures in the States, Steve, 2019, really bad. I think over 800 farm closures. Last year, 400. There'd been a dip in the intervening couple of years. What was going on there?
Well, there were two things that happened. One is that through COVID and the federal stimulus money, there was a significant amount of money that flowed to farmers, not only out of the COVID stimulus money, but also remember that when President Trump, former President Trump, started the trade negotiations with China, there was, you know, farmers were at risk because of that negotiation, those negotiations with China. And former President Trump injected a lot of money into the farm economy there. So there was that coming in. Then there was COVID and the injection of money from the Biden administration. And then there's also this other thing is that there is a moratorium on foreclosures. So a lot of banks kind of backed off a little bit and essentially gave farmers and dairy farmers a little bit of breathing room. Well, that stimulus money's gone. And now the moratorium on foreclosures is gone. So banks are starting to come back in again. So you can almost think of it as like a stream where there's water running through the stream. And that's water running is farms leaving, dairy farms leaving. If you put a temporary dam in there or you blocked up the stream temporarily, that flow would go down. But as soon as you take that temporary dam out, there's a surge of water. And that's, I think, what we're seeing right now is there's a surge in the number of dairy farms that are deciding to call it quits.
Now, let's dig into another point you mentioned earlier, the cost of inputs, especially feed. Inflation in general driving up costs for a lot of things. When it comes to the stuff that farmers are buying to feed their cows, what is driving prices there?
It's Ukraine. Ukraine is a major producer of grains. And grains is the primary source of feed for cows and all livestock. So when the Ukrainian war flared up and a lot of the exports out of Ukraine were cut off, that caused, you know, real strong ripples through the grain markets. And that's falling back onto dairy farmers and beef farmers and other types of livestock farmers in the terms of very high feed costs.
You mentioned beef farming. I read in the Journal Sentinel that one factor that's in here is if I'm thinking someday I'm going to have to sell my herd, right now is a pretty good time to do it because the price that I could sell those cows for is pretty high right now.
That's right. That's because we are coming off high milk prices. So you're seeing a number of larger dairy operations that are thinking about how can they expand. Not expand in terms of doubling their size, but, you know, significant kind of marginal increases. So now's a good time to be doing it. If the cost of feed and the cost of diesel and fuels continue to stay high and the price of milk starts to come down, I think you're going to see that that market for buying those cows start to taper off a little bit. So from a purely business perspective, now if a dairy farmer is looking at retirement, they're looking at getting out, now's a pretty good time to do it.
A big issue seems to be not just that, hey, prices are high here and prices are low here, but that they're volatile. They go up and down.
Yes.
And if I'm a farmer getting a market signal, dairy prices are high, I can't just turn the pump on. It takes time to expand production. By the time I've done that, maybe prices have gone down. I'm getting signals to lower production, and that takes time to do.
That's right. This is something, I mean, farmers have kind of ingrained this instability in commodity prices. I mean, they're kind of used to that. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of looking at, I mean, if they're making a decision, if I'm a dairy farmer and I'm saying, no, should I get out now? Should I get out a year from now? Should I get out 2 years from now? They're looking at these prices right now. And they're probably saying now's a good time. Who knows what next year is going to be?
Talking to Steve Deller, UW Extension Community Economic Development Specialist, professor in agricultural and applied economics at UW-Madison. We are looking at dairy farms in Wisconsin. After years of declining numbers of farms, Last year saw the biggest number of dairy farm closures since 2019, which was a pretty bad year when it comes to farm closures. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If we're talking about you or your family's history, if you're willing to share your story, we would love to hear from you and the economic issues you're facing, the difficulties if you did decide to close a dairy farm. As a consumer, what questions do you have about the dairy business here in Wisconsin, what it means for the price of milk and other dairy products you count on? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation with Steve Deller, professor in agricultural and applied economics at UW-Madison, looking at losses in the dairy industry here in Wisconsin, leading some dairies across the state to close, others to seek emergency assistance amid high feed prices. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions about how inflation, about how costs are affecting farmers, the long-term trends in the price of milk? If we're talking about you and your own life story, your own livelihood, love to hear from you as well at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We heard Steve from Deborah in Madison who called, couldn't stay on the air. Deborah asks, why don't more farmers have grass and alfalfa-fed cattle rather than having grains imported from around the country and from overseas?
It depends on whether or not the farmer has the land to do it. It also depends on the size of the farm. If you're more of a modest-sized farmer, dairy farmer, and you have the land, you can do that. And we're seeing growth in the number of dairy farmers that are taking that strategy. But if you're kind of landlocked and you don't have a whole lot of land around you, or that land is being used for crop production, it's really not an option for you. Or if you're above a certain size, the mechanics of it doesn't start to make sense above a certain size.
Thanks for that question, Deborah, at 800-642-1234. One thing we haven't got into, Steve, is a lot of businesses affected by this, the cost of labor. What are we seeing on dairy farms?
I think that's another factor that is, you know, there's a lot of things. We talked about, you know, the price of diesel, for example, or the price of feed, for example. I think it's also labor. A lot of these types of farms, you need to be able to hire off-farm labor to come in and help operate the farm. And that's just becoming unavailable. You simply cannot find it. Or you have to pay such a high wage rate that it doesn't make economic sense for you. So it's almost like it's not one particular thing that's driving this. It's an accumulation of a bunch of things. And I think that the shortage of labor is kind of moving up that list a little bit.
I've mentioned a couple times the idea of some emergency assistance with high feed costs. I think Senator Tammy Baldwin has at least floated the notion. Is that something you expect to see happen that is needed right now?
Probably. This is something that the federal government and USDA, there's almost always, when farmers are, their back is against the wall, there's almost always federal support coming out to help them. And I wouldn't be surprised if that happens now. But it's almost like putting a Band-Aid on something that's hemorrhaging. It's almost delaying the inevitable. If this was a short-term spike in feed cost, I could see maybe, but we don't know if these kind of higher prices, how long these things are going to be around.
Talking about dairy farming and the business here in Wisconsin, Steve Deller is with us from UW-Madison. Still time for you to join in at 800-642-1234. As we've heard, a lot of the mid-sized dairy farms closing. Bigger ones getting bigger, some smaller ones out there. Does it matter to you how big dairy farms are here in the state? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Steve, I hear sometimes from callers, not right now, but in the past, like that there's an unlevel playing field, that the deck is stacked maybe unfairly in favor of larger operations. I mean, is that just economies of scale and the market, or is there something more to it?
It's purely market forces at play. This is the way the capitalist system is set up, and there are favors to larger scale operations. They capture economies of scale. They also, because they're bigger, they can benefit from hiring professional management. They can benefit from hiring professional accountants. All the types of things that make for a bigger business more efficient, if you will, and more profitable, if you will, than, say, necessarily a smaller business. So, but this is true whether you're talking, you know, farms, or whether you're talking car dealerships, or you're talking, you know, entertainment venues. This is kind of the capitalist system, the market economy at work.
If I'm running a small, or involved in a small local rural community, small town, are things different if I have a bunch of small to mid-sized dairy farms in my boundaries versus one big CAFO-type dairy farm?
From a purely local community's perspective, you would be better off having one large farm that is paying good wages than have a lot of small farms that are basically poverty level. That's kind of, that may come across as kind of blunt, but from a purely economic perspective, you're better off with fewer jobs paying better than a lot of jobs that don't pay very well at all.
Do those large-scale farm jobs pay in that way?
They have the potential to. Now, do the, if they do or not, that's different. I mean, you know, we talk about large farms as kind of this homogeneous group, and there's a lot of heterogeneity in these farms, just like any kind of business. You have some large dairy farms that are, you know, excellent employers. They treat their employees fabulously. And then you have others that, you know, not so much. So, you know, we need to be careful about making broad generalizations here. But the bigger farms have the scale to be more profitable and kind of ride out rough times, much more so than the smaller farms.
Let's move along the supply chain here. You've said on the show in the past, we think of, you know, the actual production, the dairy farm in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is big on food processing, what we do with those commodities and add value to them. What is that kind of business looking like, from blocks of cheese to cheese on pizza and more?
We're seeing a bifurcation of the market. And one way to think about it is commodities. These are things like cheddar cheese that you buy for a frozen pizza. Okay. Cheddar cheese is cheddar cheese. You want to get the best price that you possibly can. That's one market. There's a lot of growth in that market, and that's the bigger side of the market, frozen pizzas, things like that. But there's another market that is more of a product-type market. This is specialty cheeses. And that market is also growing. So it's very, very different markets. Now, I think one of the things that's happening is a lot of the bigger farmers are kind of contracting with those commodity producers. It's going into, you know, mozzarella cheese that's going on Tombstone Pizza. There it's volume, volume, volume. Pennies, margins of pennies. But when you get into the organic or you get into the specialty foods, there you're, that margin's a little bit bigger and you can get by on a smaller volume.
So do we see smaller, people use the word boutique, but smaller dairy farms saying, yeah, I am supplying these fancy cheese makers, they don't need a huge volume, and this works out for both of us?
That's where a lot of the grazers are going. The smaller scales are contracting with these local artisan cheese plants, and the volume is there. And these specialty cheese plants are willing to pay a premium for cows that have been grazing on a certain type of grass. These artisan cheese makers can tell the difference in terms of this cow's been grazing on this type of grass or it's been grazing on this other type of grass. And I can't tell the difference, but they can, and a big part of their market can. So that market, I think, is a potential for some of these farms, but it's a different type of market.
And it's a different type of farming. It's not something you could just jump into on any plot of land, right?
Exactly, because, you know, the way that you set up your farm, the way you operate your farm, the feed that you give your cattle, you know, the specialty cheesemakers are all interested in what you're feeding the cows, how are you treating the cows, and that's why these smaller scale farmers, they can fit into that. The bigger scale farmers, no, that's not their market.
In our last minute or so, Steve, what are you watching for in dairy in Wisconsin in 2023?
I'm hoping to see better policies for young farmers getting into dairy. I think part of the problem that we've got is that the number of young farmers that are interested in dairy is getting thinner and thinner and thinner. I think part of the problem is that the cost, if you're 33 years old and you need $1 million to buy into a small dairy farm, what banker is going to give that person a $1 million loan? They're not. Or it will be so astronomically expensive in terms of interest rates that it just doesn't make sense. So I think we need to kind of revisit the policies that we have in place. Wisconsin's been pretty aggressive on young dairy farmers, beginning farmers. I think we need to revisit what's working, what's not working.
Sounds like another great conversation. Steve, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Steve Deller, UW Extension Community Economic Development Specialist, professor in agricultural and applied economics at UW-Madison. He joined us to talk about why some dairy farmers are facing trouble, a large number of closures in dairy farms in Wisconsin last year.